And welcome back. Last segment of today's show. Did you say some guy's harassing you on the phone out there?
Yeah, there's some guy who keeps calling and, you know.
Should I go to him?
His phone connection was really bad. I don't know. Hang on.
I'll see if he's
there. You want to see if he's there? Let's see if he's there. Okay, go for it.
Yeah. Crudy. Is that who's here? Are you on the air, buddy? He is.
It's Mike on a car phone.
I can hear you. That's how I'm usually calling your show, so why not?
Must have hit a better spot.
Well, I'm just going to say I'm out here driving in rural Wisconsin.
Oh, boy.
And it's shocking. It's shocking, Mike, just how good the 1580 signal is.
Really?
So, anyways.
Nice.
I'm going to encourage people, if they go off the commute with nature this weekend, to grab a 12-pack of Sepinaqua beer and to head off to the camp.
Oh, there he goes. Did we lose him?
That's rural Wisconsin.
Hope he didn't get pulled over.
He might come back. But he was on to a point there. The AM signal's pretty good, better than his phone reception. And
right?
And he's encouraging people to grab a 12-pack of Managua beer and listen to tune in at 1580 AM.
And I totally agree with the Managua beer, even though I'm not going to drink any. I'll have some with if somebody wants some, because Kurt's a cool dude, man. We've got a lot of work to do here in Wisconsin, and I'm going to put Crudy on hold here just in case, so we don't get any kind of reverb or anything. But Crudy, thanks for calling. You know, when we're talking about nature in Wisconsin, one of the reasons why you're probably getting a better signal on AM is because we're cutting down all the damn trees, man. And I'm not kidding. Like, I go by where I grew up, and the fields are now just like massive, and all the fence lines and tree lines are gone. And you see this concrete highways going by where it used to be like you couldn't even hardly hear it because the trees and everything, nature was a buffer in between it, right?
True.
Not anymore. And everywhere you go, like, it's not getting better, folks. It's getting worse. I mean, day by day, our environment's taking a hit. We're not doing enough to plant trees. We're not cutting down the old dead trees. We've already had a couple fires where, you know, controlled burns got out of the hand, and that's probably, you know, some of that's due to the fact that we haven't cleaned it up. I mean, we cut down the healthy trees so that we can run through, you know, power lines and stuff. Ugh. You know, instead of going to green energy, we're cutting down the green to put up power lines, you know. The only thing good I've seen about the power lines is owls and eagles and ospreys nesting on top of those big suckers, right? So that's cool, but, you know, the rest of it ain't. I mean, especially when you're going by a state park into the property of the state park where Abraham Lincoln's, you know, company stayed while they were going through Wisconsin and Minnesota slaughtering Indians, right? And that was one of the things that upset me the most this week was when we were talking about, you know, acknowledging that the Armenian people were, you know, it was a genocide against them, right? And not mentioning anything about Native Americans. I mean, and it's, I guess what, because is it shameful for us to look at that? Does that hurt the patriot drive if we acknowledge that, you know, we've wronged millions of people? And nobody's killed more in the name of their God or their government than the United States of America. I mean, that's pretty sad, right? I mean, we talk about... Anyway, I got off on that. So what I want people to do is plant flowers and don't spray stuff in your yards anymore, man. Do the all-natural stuff. Do the organic stuff. It might take a little bit more work. But believe me, if we just, like, turn off our TVs and stuff and listen to radio instead while you're outside, like Crudy said, wherever you're at, you know, I agree with that. I mean, I kind of grew up, you know, more of a fan of radio than TV anyway, because we only had, like, three channels and you know, we were big Cub fans as kids, so we got them on the radio, you know, Superstation, right? Then cable came up, and now, hey, all the cables are like, no, sorry, man, Superstations aren't running those sports anymore. You got to pay extra for that, you know? And I'm like, I'm done with that, you know? And speaking of sports, May Day in Wisconsin up in Green Bay, huh? What do you think's going to happen? You think Rodgers, because, I mean, it started on Thursday, kind of, right? You know, when the draft started, and then it really kind of started when they drafted a cornerback with the first pick. I mean, I'm sure he was like, oh, just one more thing. And I like Rodgers, right? You know, and here's another thing that happened was, you know, he used to be the players rep for the union for the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't agree with the way they were doing a vote without all the players' input and everybody being around and stuff. So he's no longer. And then it was Mason Crosby became the, and if I'm not mistaken, I think there was a year or two where he was actually the representative for all the players for the union. So, you know, three-time MVP, why not have a guy like that step up, right? But I think, you know, I kind of like Rodgers. And this is, you know, it goes back to like Favre, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was mad because I really thought Favre was, you know, and I still liked him as a player, but all the stuff he's done since, you know, his personal life, I wasn't a big fan of any of that. Let's call it that way. You know,
absolutely.
On the field, he was like, he would have been really fun to play with for sure. But Rodgers is even better. He's just really pretty smooth, I'd say. And I think the Packers have kind of choked on this one. What do you think?
The Packers have totally blown this. Yeah, I mean, look, you don't get guys like this all the time. The circumstances, no. Right?
How do we get Favre and then him, and now they're going to, you know?
I mean, the fact that he fell to them in the draft in 2005.
Happens every year.
At pick 24. And was, by a lot of people's estimation, should have been the number one pick. Just the fact that that happened. And then they could transition at a good time for the team, and especially after, you know, Favre had talked about retirement for a couple of years leading up to that and all of that stuff. And then, on top of it, this is the other thing that bugs me, Pizza Box, because we live in Wisconsin, right? Our teams are not necessarily high destination places for a lot of professional athletes that want to also recognize the opportunities to make money in a big city, right? Because they get that. That's all part of it, like the marketing and all the other stuff they can do. It doesn't mean you can't do that here. It's just not as much. But he's one of the guys, when some players won't even come to Green Bay, they don't want to come here because of the weather and because it's small and all this sort of stuff, and apparently there's no nightlife and la, 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 all that stuff. He's a guy who said it meant something to him to finish.
I want to play my whole career here.
To play my whole career with the same team. Who the heck says that in today's NFL or sports world?
And Tenacumpo, another one, right?
Right.
So, you know, and so far the Bucs haven't blown it.
But the Packers have blown the situation.
Sure. And we realize there's a lot more important things going on in the world, right?
Yeah.
But when you watch people that are at this high a level, you know, making such horrible business decisions and terrible decisions with the fan base, I think this one's going to, you know, back in 2011, I decided sports was not as important as I always thought it was. And I mean, I enjoyed sports for the right reason, right? As sportsmanship, the fun, you know, the competition, not like anger and not big money and, you know, having to be the best team every time. You know, I watched enough of that. I played on softball teams that were like, you know, ragtag groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
That were out having a great time. We didn't have uniforms and stuff. You know, some guys were, you know, sharing gloves and stuff. These are just, you know, but not that bad, you know. And we're playing, you know, 500. And every once in a while, you'd get that one big game against the undefeated team. And you're like one out away from or two outs away from being done in five innings, and I'm on second base, and I'm watching this pop fly in center, and I'm like, I'm going to have to score on this play because it'll be two outs, and I can't take a chance on, you know, we don't get a hit, the game will be over. I'm going to put it on me. I got wheels. I mean, I was fast. My brothers and I, we were on the same team one year. It was just like watching all these guys running around the bases, right? And so I sat at second looking at the guy that caught it, like I wasn't going to go anywhere. And then I tagged and went to third. And as I got to third, I'm like, I'm going to round it, go halfway past, and then stop and see where the ball's at. And I did, and it was the second baseman. And I made my eyes look wide like, oh, no, and started to go back to third. And as soon as I saw him let that ball go to third, I wheeled around, slid into home, jumped up. Yeah! All the guys were like, yeah, we got like another six runs that inning with two outs at that point. And just
rally.
You could see the big other rally. Team just kind of like, oh, no, you know. And then we got like five again the next inning, and we stopped them from scoring the last two innings, the best offense in the league, right? And it was just one of those things, you know. And that's how I feel when I stand up for Wisconsin, right? We are the underdog.
One other quick note on Rodgers. When a bunch of white, especially white NFL players, were being silent about stuff going on in the world, he was sticking his neck out and speaking about it.
Well, we need more of that. You know, it's about being a human being. You know, and once people realize that we're all human beings and nobody places anybody above anybody, then we'll be doing a lot better. Hey, I want people to stay tuned and listen to Isn't Broken Pencils? A rerun today with Tim Slecker. And I like that guy because he likes me. And Crudy told me he likes me too. You know, Crudy, we like you too. In fact, we love you for making this all happen. And more than happy to come back next week. Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Thanks a lot.